The Andy Finn Show is back, and I want to talk to you folks about one of my favorite white right-wing talk show hosts, and that would be Bill O'Reilly. The reason he's one of my favorite is he doesn't realize that he's a right-winger. He thinks that he doesn't even know he's a conservative. He claims to be an independent. So I've explained this before, and someday I'll get to explain it to him to his face, I think. But when he says, when somebody accuses him of being conservative, he says, no, I'm not. I'm independent. At least Chris Matthews understands that he's left of center. When you talk to him about it, he says, yeah, I'm left of center, but I'm registered independent, and I try and be as unbiased as I can and challenge both sides. Fair enough. It's one of the things I like about Chris Matthews is he understands where he is on the political spectrum. So there's two kinds of issues here. When O'Reilly says he's an independent, what he means is I'm a registered independent. I am not registered Republican, so how dare you accuse me of taking sides? Well, you can be registered independent, but you still can be placed somewhere on the political spectrum. And it's done based on what you say and what you think. And you don't get control over that. Other people get to decide where you are. So I say I'm left of center, and I say I'm moderately left of center. I'm not a 20%er. But everybody out there gets to decide for themselves. You know, well, you could say, well, he does an awful lot of Bush bashing and an awful lot of defending of the left, so he's a 20%er. Well, no, I don't believe I am, but you're free to say that. I think that what Bill O'Reilly's problem is he doesn't realize how far to the right he is. He's quite conservative. Now, he surprises me with his opinion sometimes, which is not typical of a 20%er. So I've sometimes hesitate to put him in the 20% category. But then he does some of the stuff like we're going to cover tonight, and it's very clear that he's a 20%er. So here's a comment that Bill O'Reilly made on the air on his Radio Factor a week ago.
Bush addressed the UN, says we must be steadfast in battling terrorism. I'm sure all the UN people fell asleep. They don't really care about anything over there at all.
Let's hold it right there. So Bush went to the UN and said we got to be steadfast fighting terrorism, and O'Reilly says they fell asleep. They probably fell asleep. They don't care about anything at the UN at all. Well, that's interesting because that's his attitude about Democrats. It's his attitude about a bunch of things. But he's a generalizer. That's the sign of a 20%er, when you're willing to lump everybody together. He's saying nobody at the UN cares about anything. Now, I'll admit, like every organization, the UN has a lot of people out for themselves. But the idea that they don't care for anything about anything is demonstrably false. There are plenty of passionate people at the UN that want to make a difference. It could be in the World Health Organization, could be in the food programs, it could be in the emergency management programs. But there are plenty of people that want to make a difference in the world at the UN. But the sign of a 20%er is they dismiss it out of hand. So he says they don't care about anything at all over at the UN, and then let's listen to the rest of this. This is the part that he's being criticized for and that he's laughing off. We'll hear later him explain how this, he doesn't quite say it this way, but he's basically claiming, this was a joke I said on radio. Now you tell me if this sounds like a joke to you.
Bush addressed the UN, says we must be steadfast in battling terrorism. I'm sure all the UN people fell asleep. They don't really care about anything over there at all. I just wish Katrina had only hit the United Nations building.
Oh,
nothing else.
Just
had flooded them out. And I wouldn't have rescued.
Okay, he wishes that it hit the United Nations building and flooded them out, and he would not have rescued them. Well, we got right-wing talk show hosts that say things that bad or worse. For emphasis, for effect, for exaggeration. And I don't literally think that they wish that thousands of people were killed. Okay? But he did say it, and he wasn't joking. You know, he didn't follow up later and say, you know, a joke. In fact, she said, oh, you don't mean that. The person on the air with him was a little bit taken aback, I think, by the comment. So he said it, and then MediaMatters.org, which is a left-wing organization that keeps track of the righties, grabbed that clip and put it on their website along with an explanation. And they just report. They don't say he's a bad person. Okay? They don't say he should be taken off the air. This is an organization that just corrects the errors of the right wing and exposes the things they say when they say outrageous things. So their website is titled, this item on their website is titled, quote, O'Reilly wishes that hurricane had flooded UN building, added that, quote, he wouldn't have rescued them. The text says, on a September 14th radio show, Fox News host Bill O'Reilly publicly wished that Hurricane Katrina had flooded the United Nations building in New York. O'Reilly then added, and I wouldn't have rescued them. And then it says, from the September 14th broadcast of Westwood One's The Radio Factor, and it gives the exact quote of what you just heard. Now, that's pretty straight reporting. So the question is, why would he be all bent out of shape about that? Well, it turns out that he apparently wants to say it's a joke, although he never made the argument, at least in the part of his show I heard, that, oh, come on, don't you guys know when I'm joking? He did say at one point, since then, he's had to address this issue more than once, that we do exaggerate on radio, I think he said. Anyway, let me go on to the next clip. And this is him getting exasperated at Media Matters and calling them a creepy little website because they record his shows and they expose when he says things like this and when they catch him in contradictions. A little further into this, we're going to look at his debate with Bill Clinton. He didn't have Bill Clinton on, of course, but he contradicted things that Clinton said this week and claims that he's right and he really gave it to Clinton. And of course, Media Matters showed that he was incorrect on the facts in several places. So that's the kind of service that they do. And I find them useful because I don't want to listen to 3 hours of Bill O'Reilly a day just to find the stupid things he says. But somebody should be keeping an eye on these folks because it is entertainment. Maybe not his show, but like Rush Limbaugh is considered this great entertainer. And when you complain about the things they say, because they're taking political stands, they say, oh, come on, you're taking this much too seriously. This is just entertainment. And it's on that basis that Rush Limbaugh gets away with saying stupid things, making factual errors. And then when people call him on it, he says, hey, I'm an entertainer, you know. Do you expect Billy Crystal to get his facts straight? Well, it's quite a different situation because Rush Limbaugh is political commentary. And people like Sean Hannity bill themselves as, Hannity now bills his shows as 3 hours of news and information. Well, I mean, a lot of news on Sean Hannity's show. It's almost all opinion. It's that kind of information. Anyway, here's Bill O'Reilly upset that Media Matters is tracking what he says and reporting it verbatim. That's a problem for Bill.
Okay, so that was it, right? We're doing a no-spin news, offhand comment. So the creepy little...
So he went there. He first played what I just played, the clip of what he said. And then he went on, and clearly you can hear the laughter in his voice. Now, most of his show, he doesn't try and have this jocularity in his voice. But he does this time because it's his way of saying, come on, you know I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding. I was kidding about the UN. Let's try this again.
Okay, so that was it, right? We're doing a no-spin news, offhand comment. So the creepy little left-wing website. Ooh, we got him. So they send a letter to a guy named Tim.
They got you with that?
Yeah, listen to this. This is great. They send a letter.
So the creepy little website is Media Matters. And again, they report word for word what he said and highlight it. That must be what makes him creepy. Now, he goes on to say, so they sent a letter to Tim Worth. Now, Tim Worth is head of a UN development fund in the U.S. or something. It promotes the UN and its work. And he's a former senator. I forget if he's Republican or Democrat, from Colorado. And he sent a letter onto Fox News and Bill O'Reilly and said, you should issue an apology. I'm outraged that anyone would suggest that the UN should be flooded and then you wouldn't rescue the people inside. And O'Reilly's saying through all of this, come on, it's a joke. I can joke about killing people. What is the big problem? And that Tim Worth got sucked into this whole thing. So I'm skipping all of that because it's not that interesting. But I come in at the end as he's finishing up about Tim Worth, and then he's explaining how the left is and how they've gone overboard and how they're out of control. Well, again, I read you what's on Media Matters' website. They took what he said, they posted the video, the audio, and they posted the transcript, and they reported it, straight reporting. So it's not clear to me what's creepy about that, and Bill O'Reilly has not told us yet, and he doesn't in this segment either.
To a guy named Tim Worth. He's a former senator from Colorado who now works to a guy named Tim Worth. Can you believe it?
He's got a lot of time in his hands.
Now, the creepy little website, we got him now. We got Tim Worth.
Now, you notice, every time he wants to make fun of Media Matters, he takes on this high-pitched voice that says, oh, we got him now, which is a very clever radio device. I'm going to have to learn how to do that.
Tim Worth, this is the tragedy of this.
It's a tragedy.
He's a decent public servant, all right? He's working with the UN.
I said I didn't know if he was a Republican or Democrat. I can almost guarantee you Tim Worth was a Republican, because otherwise Bill O'Reilly wouldn't think that he was a decent public servant.
And he's trying to do some good. He didn't hear the radio program. He didn't hear it. He took the little propaganda that this creepy little left-wing outfit gave him.
So it's not clear to me what's propaganda. It's Bill O'Reilly's own words. They never said what it meant. They let the words stand for themselves. And if he's saying they took it out of context, then he should say so. But he never says that here. I'm a little mystified what his complaint is about the creepy little website. And he's not going to tell us, but I'll finish the clip.
And then sent this letter, which is absolutely off the chart embarrassing. We're going to use it on TV tonight.
Off the chart embarrassing. Well, that's interesting. This idea that they let Tim Worth know what Bill O'Reilly said, that is off the chart embarrassing.
Two of the most ridiculous items. No chance. Because most Americans loathe these people. They loathe them. And they are very loathable. These creepy little website people are just, I mean, it makes my stomach turn. And that's the truth. I don't like the right-winger nuts either, but the left-wingers have reached new lows.
Okay, well, what's interesting about that is Bill O'Reilly says he doesn't like the right-wingers, but you never see him take the right-wingers on. You know, he has done dozens and dozens of exposés and complaints about Jesse Jackson, about Hillary Clinton, about things like Media Matters. He's always dealing with these issues and finding fault with the left. I can't think of an issue. I mean, when the Pat Robertson thing comes up or something, he doesn't cover that in any detail, if he covers it at all. And sometimes he makes excuses for those. Well, he didn't really mean that, or whatever he says. And so that's what puts him in as a 20%er. And as much as I'd like to think that because he does have some stands that surprise me for a right winger, that is, he is not opposed to gay rights. He's opposed to gay marriage, but he's not opposed to gay rights. And a few other things. I sometimes think, well, maybe he's not a 20%er. And then I hear this kind of stuff. And, you know, this website turns his stomach. All they're doing is taking his words and putting them up. Now, if there's more context, if he was joking about it right before or right after, it was clear he was joking, then play that clip for us, Bill, because I don't have that clip from your show. But I'm guessing it ain't so. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to continue with Bill O'Reilly. This time, he attempted to tangle with Bill Clinton.